We feel good about it. The meeting went as we would like to. Maybe we'd like more. We had a delegation went to this meeting of two people who met with the foreign ministers of so many countries, including Ms. Clinton, and they explain what the Libyan people want. Especially, we have two urgent requests to protect the people of Misrata and Adzintan, who's been under fire from Gaddafi's forces for almost now 2 weeks without stopping. They made it clear that the Libyan wants to decide their futures. They don't want any interference from the outside world. Yes, we will come any help, but we have to decide our destiny. This is one point. The other point, which we were happy about. That the conference, from the beginning, they declare that this conference deciding Libya after Gaddafi, which is mean they already decided that Gaddafi has to go. As a matter of fact, the foreign minister of Italy and Germany were deciding to find a place for Gaddafi, and I've heard that they trying to offer him a safe haven for him and his family, and they offer not to press charges against him if he decided to accept their offer to go away. In general, that's okay. In land, of course, it's not as we would like. But we still hoping things will turn in our favor.
Now, but Awad, supporters of Gaddafi are saying that this is foreign direct interference in the internal political affairs of Libya, and that it undermines Libya's sovereignty. What do you say to that?
Well, Gaddafi, he can say what he would like, but Gaddafi, if he are bringing foreign forces, is that okay for him, because he's fighting with foreign forces from Serbia to Africans to Colombians. All these are foreigners, and they killing the Libyan people. And Gaddafi never considered that as interference in Libyan sovereignties. Why he thinks if we ask the help, it will be interference. If these people come and decided to put their noses where it doesn't belong, but we, the Libyan, the Libyan people, or the weakest link in these, the revolution is anti-Gaddafi's revolution is, we have asked for this help to fight Gaddafi's air force and tanks, which we don't have. We only have a very light weapons. So the West and the free world come to our help with our requests. So we can't consider it interference. But Gaddafi tried to play politics with this anyway.
Well, so in this case, there are clear indications that Gaddafi is not going to step down. His forces have repelled the rebel forces as well as other opposition forces. This is going to be a prolonged fight. Are you prepared for that?
Yes, we are prepared. I think we have even surprised Gaddafi, because the people fighting him with light weapons, and they fighting him with the weapons they capture from his forces. Until now, we haven't been given any weapons from the West. We have been asked that from the beginning, and the West still thinking that, as Mr. What's his name, Obama, said, we may, but under this we may supply the revolutionaries with weapons, means that we haven't received any weapons, means that we fighting with weapons we capture from Gaddafi. If you look at this war and the land we capture from Gaddafi, I think once we have weapons, the scale will be in our favor, and we'll defeat him. We're hoping that anyway.
So what is your next line of action as a revolutionary or a member of the opposition that wants Gaddafi to step down immediately?
Well, we're going in our way to Tripoli. This is our goal. The Tripoli, the capital of our country, it's got to be full. Once we think, and this is the army people, the revolutionary on the field thinks, if once cert that his where Gaddafi was born, and that's his stronghold for his tribes. If Sirte fall down, I think it won't take time for Tripoli to fall down as well. The rebels yesterday were about 90 kilometers from Sirte, but unfortunately today we have retreated to Ras Lanuf. But this is the war, one for you, one against you.